She who had experienced the painful loss of her father in youth was now facing the imminent joy of meeting him again in heaven. She was only 39 years old, but the Scottish lady who had never experienced consistent health could not deny the wonderful ways the Lord had used her short but effective years on earth. The kind woman's cheerful care for people around her, despite her own needs, inspired those she served to remember her as the sunbeam. She and her sister used every available resource above that which was required to support their widowed mother and meet their own basic needs to express the warmth and love of Christ to the poor and the sick around them. Every temporal item beyond their necessary food and clothing held in the sisters' wise estimation greater potential for eternal fruit as they gave it away to relieve the distressed. They even sold the only horse and carriage they possessed to gain another opportunity to share the love of Jesus with others. But the generous young woman's greatest and most lasting gifts were prepared in her heart out of a deep desire to serve the Lord, and they were not distributed until years after her death. In fact, it was 3 years after she was released from the sufferings of this life and received into her heavenly rest that Elizabeth Clephane's musical testimony of willing suffering for eternal reward was published.